If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Off the ball, GAA.
Dublin are more vulnerable now that Brian Fenton is gone. And then I was thinking back, geez, the last game Brian Fenton missed for Dublin was the opener of the Leinster Championship against Meath when they absolutely tanked them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
We were chatting about earlier about the importance of that role model status, but that maybe it doesn't sit quite so, I suppose, comfortably with a lot of players, really.
Yeah, and that is the truth. As I said previously in the panel discussion, like, there's moments where it's kind of like a pinch me moment, and oh God, maybe I am, but it just doesn't come naturally, which is something we probably do need to improve on and get more comfortable with, because it has shown those role models, as the research, Lidl's research has shown, those role models can have a huge impact on the game, but also on female sports outside of the game.
For sure, and lots of change going on across ladies Gaelic football, but in Dublin as well. Dublin obviously moving on from Mick Bohan, but just a word on him and the impact he had on you guys and then also the game overall.
Yeah, I think the word that probably resonates with me about Mick is just legacy, and I think he always says to us as players to leave the jersey in a better place than where we started, and I think he has absolutely hugely surpassed that goal. You know, what he's done for Dublin Ladies has been massive, but I also think he's done it equally for Ladies Gaelic football. You know, we were never not equal with the men. He was always pushing boundaries to try and make sure that we were as equal as our male counterparts as possible, and yeah, I think everything he's done has been amazing. Obviously to have so many medals is brilliant as well, and looking forward to have the two lads there to have worked with Mick for so many years, and to be able to bring that forward for the next couple of years is amazing.
You took the next question from me. Derek Murray and Paul Casey coming in now. What do they have to do to continue to build on everything that you guys had there?
Look, the two lads, like, the energy they've brought has been fantastic. The excitement and the energy in the dressing room is brilliant, so it's not like there's going to have to be huge change, and I think that's what is so amazing about the lads. They know that as well, but we do know as players and management that there's going to be hard work, there's going to be challenges along the way, and it's just fronting up those challenges and figuring them out and finding solutions as quick as possible. But yeah, we're really excited. The training so far has been really positive, and we're looking forward to the rest of the season and getting the league underway as well.
And there's continued talk about the professionalisation of GAA, LGFA, all the rest of it. I think you're a science teacher, the day job, is it?
Yeah, I am, yeah, science and biology.
I was reading a piece where the students were asking you all kinds of questions about the ladies' Gaelic. What do they say now on a day like today after this? I'm sure they're watching all the interviews.
Yeah, it's funny, I go into class and you could kind of see them looking and they're waiting which student is going to say it, and I saw you on TikTok, and I'm like, I'm not on TikTok, how did you see me? That's what I'm like, what did you see? But no, there's good excitement, and that's what I mean. It is a moment you kind of have to realise. It's the realisation of GCR role model to even your students, and I really don't realise that until they go and say to me, when are you training, and I play this football, and did you hear I got picked for trials? And you can just see the little shine in their eyes, and you know, that's where you really do have a bit of responsibility to push it on as much as possible for them.
And talking about that excitement, there's always chat about the attendances and all the rest of it. 2019, the current record, you guys, Dublin and Galway playing in that one, 56,000. Would you like to see a big push to see, can we get as many people in Croke Park and at all the other matches as well this year too?
Yeah, I think we should put a push on surpassing that as much as possible. In 2019 there was obviously huge push on it, and that was the goal, so yeah, I think we could have a renewed goal for this year to try and see can we beat that record and go again. And even on that day the weather was horrific, yeah. And the support we got was amazing, so yeah, it'll be great to see obviously that on All-Ireland final day, but really we want to improve it across the board. We want higher attended league games and higher attended championship games as well further down the line.
It was funny, even chatting here earlier to a few people at the event, everyone has a different experience of attending an All-Ireland final. I've never got to play in one now, unlike yourself, but you know, there's all the chat around the excitement, maybe the bus up or the day around it, like, and then that can transcend then into an overall interest into the game from that as well.
Yeah, exactly. And like, the day is a big day, and that's what the special days that kids remember, and that's what keeps them, you know, they're the happy memories that keep you fighting through the harder days where you're training in the rain. And to make as many of those memories as possible is going to keep more girls in sport. And, you know, there's huge benefits for girls playing sport, and that's what we want. So yeah, hopefully we can be there making more memories. Come August 3rd is the All-Ireland final, but as I said, it's one step at a time, it's one training step, training day at a time, and we'll focus on Mayo in the league in 2 weeks' time.
And Little's research looks at women's sport across the board, but in particular it finds, you know, talks about role models and who kids are looking up to. Obviously now there's so many women in sport for boys and girls to look up to. Who are your kind of favourites across the different sports?
Obviously I think Rashida Adeleke, just because for me she just powered into the limelight and that was amazing, and all of her interviews, she's really authentic, she's herself, and yet she's just so powerful out there. She's so amazing on the field, obviously, or on the track. So yeah, she would be one that's more recent. I was actually the 2% in the survey that was Sonia O'Sullivan was my role model growing up. So look, the amazing thing is there are so many role models, and that's what you need for girls. We need them if they're playing Gaelic, if they're playing soccer, if they're doing basketball, or they're doing rowing, that they have role models that they can look up to and inspire to be like.
For sure. So you were talking about Mayo there in a few weeks' time. What are Dublin's ambitions for this coming year?
Yeah, obviously the goal is always to win an All-Ireland final. It's to get to the All-Ireland final day. The league is there as well, and we always want to win it. Dublin have only ever won two in the history. We want to go after it. But look, we just need to take it as a learning curve, and we'll see how that goes in the next couple of weeks. We've new players come in, so we'll be using the league to learn as much as possible, to push our performance as high as we can, but also to look at new positions, look at new players, and let the lads as well have some time to get a feel for the management of side.
Do you play a big role in that then? Because obviously you say the new players, and there is, I suppose, people who are established there for a while now as well. You have to kind of try and get everyone embedded in, I guess.
Yes and no. Like, my job as well at the end of the day, whether it's being captain or whether it's being a role model, when I'm on the pitch, I'm one of the 15 on the pitch and one of the 30 or 35 not on the pitch, and you need to make sure you do your job. And my job is to go out and perform as best possible and to help and elevate my teammates to perform as best they can. So yeah, there is obviously you're trying to get as many girls in Dublin playing at the highest level, and we want 45 girls challenging for jerseys. So yeah, it comes with balance, I suppose. You're obviously, I'm an older player on the scene now, I suppose you could say, and you want to help the young girls as much as possible. As Maggie said on her interview, was you want to be giving them a hand to pull them up.
Definitely. Well, best of luck with it anyways, Caroline. Thanks for joining us here today.
No bother. Thanks very much.
Thank you.